Well, thank you, Mark, and thank you for giving me the privilege of coming on, and how wonderful it is that we can be able to talk about common thoughts of Christ as we're experiencing this coronavirus. My name is Don Makwich, and my wife and I and our four children, we live here in the state of Michigan, and it's a joy to be able to come together here at the kitchen table and just be able to share via video and audio for some of you some of the common thoughts of Christ. And I was thinking of Mordecai. It says right there towards the end of the book of Esther that he was seeking the wealth of his people and speaking peace to all his seed. And as we're experiencing this, perhaps what we might say a once-in-a-lifetime or a generational event, how wonderful that we can come together, we can encourage each other in the things of the Lord. I'd like to speak to you tonight about redeeming the time and not wasting it. We don't have very much time left, and also for some of us, we perhaps have more time than we usually do. And I want to make sure that we are being good stewards of what the Lord has given to us, and that we are redeeming the time and not wasting it. Before I begin with a quick story, I just want to again reiterate that we're from Michigan, and the state has been hit hard by the coronavirus. We have over 21,000 people who have come down with it, and over 1,000 people have died from it. Schools are closed. Students who normally would be in the classroom are engaging in online learning or some type of packets that have been sent home to them or who will be receiving them in the mail. A lot of Michigan is in a shutdown right now, which means basically people are only allowed to go outside or go to stores for essential purposes. And so the state has taken it hard. And we know that there are other states that are taking it hard. One's in New York, one's in New Jersey, California. And so we want to just let you know that we can empathize with you. And how wonderful that regardless of what's going on around us, the Lord is in control. And we can still redeem the time. We can still make sure that we are making good use of the time and that we are not wasting it. I'd like to begin with a little illustration, a little story. This happened just this morning, just before lunchtime. I was outside with my children, Jewel, Caleb, and William, and we were outside in the backyard and we were playing on the swings and just enjoying some time before lunch. And about 5 minutes before lunch, my wife came outside and said, 5 minutes until lunchtime. And in between those 5 minutes, our children had a chance to do what they wanted to do. Two of them stayed on the swing, but one of them wanted to get the baseball bat and play a little bit of baseball. So I was able to play a little bit of baseball with my son Caleb, while the other two children were on the swing. Well, that 5 minutes went by quickly, and soon my wife called us all inside to get ready for lunch. And after we got inside, we started taking off our clothes. And one of my children was moaning and groaning a little bit that she didn't get a chance to play baseball. And I was thinking about that. That's a really good illustration for what I want to talk about, redeeming the time, because here's the thing. She had the same amount of time as everyone else, but she chose, keyword, she chose to use her time on the swing, and by doing that, she was not able to play baseball. All right? And during this crisis, this is an opportunity for us to redeem the time. When we look back on this, whether it's 6 months from now, whether it's a year from now, we don't know how long it'll be. Perhaps the Lord will come before it's even all over. And your children ask you, or your grandchildren ask you, Daddy, Mommy, Grandpa, Grandma, Uncle, Aunt, how did you redeem the time? That's my thought for today. Did you make good use of your time during this outbreak? Did you use it for the Lord? And did you use it for others? Or did you just use it only for yourself? My concern is sometimes when we have extra time like this, we tend to use it in ways that's kind of wasteful. And I'm like that too. I can make sure that sometimes I don't use the time to the best of my ability. Okay, I'm with you guys. I make those mistakes too. But I want to challenge you. Are you using this time that we have? Are you using it just to focus exclusively on what we're hearing on the news and just spending lots and lots of time being absorbed by what's going on in the news? Are you just using this extra time to spend extra time on social media and just kind of getting carried away, looking for the newest memes or the funniest memes and other things like that? Or are you using this time productively? It's important that we do redeem the time. and that we do make good use of the time that the Lord has given us. So with that being said, I want to look at five ways that we can make good use of our time during this coronavirus outbreak. These are not the only five things that we can do, but hopefully they'll be for us as a starter, and they'll challenge us and encourage us to make good use of our time during this. Okay. The first one I want to talk about is making sure that we are spending extra time with the Lord through reading the Bible. I know life is busy. My typical schedule is I get up about 5:40 in the morning, and I'm usually out the door by 6:30 to go to work. I'm a school teacher, usually get to work about 7, usually spend about a half an hour getting ready for lessons and getting ready for the day. I have a morning duty post, and then school starts at 8 o'clock. And then it's about 3:15 when school gets out, about 3:45, 4 o'clock when I leave, it's about 4:30 when I get home. And then I have only about 4 hours, 4.5 hours with my children. And one of the things that this coronavirus outbreak is allowing me to do is have extra time to read the Bible. And I just want to encourage each one of you who's listening to this recording to make sure that you are using the time to read your Bible daily. It says in Psalms 119, verse 130, "The entrance of thy word giveth light." It says in Psalm 119, verse 9, "Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto, according to thy word. Thy word is a lamp unto thy feet and a light unto my path." Psalm 119 and 105. And one more verse in Psalm 31, verse 3, it says, "For thou art my rock and my fortress, therefore for thy name's sake lead me and guide me." So as we go through this, how important and how vital it is that we are taking time daily to dig into God's word and to be reading it. We want to be looking unto Jesus. Don't just pay attention to what's going on in the news. Don't just pay attention to what your friends on Facebook are saying, but looking unto Jesus. Okay? If we don't pay attention to the news, we'll be uninformed. But if we listen to the wrong type of news, we will be misinformed. We want to be looking unto Jesus. So I want to encourage you, if your habits have slipped a little bit or you haven't been reading in God's word as much as you should be, take up that habit again and getting back into God's word. Number two, I want to encourage you to pray. I enjoyed a calendar page from Jim Hyland's calendar pamphlet, I believe it was from last year. It begins like this. I'm going to read the first three lines. It says, "The most influential people in the world are not those who lobby for certain causes or who get involved in humanitarian projects, but the people who spend time in prayer." That is so good. But the people who spend time in prayer. And this should be a time, unlike any other time, where we are getting into the habit of praying and looking to the Lord for his help. In Psalm 16, verse 1, it says, "Preserve me, O God, for in thee do I put my trust." In James, we read, "The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." So if you've not been in the habit of praying, or if it's kind of slipped, I want to just encourage you, as we have these common thoughts of Christ, to get back into the habit of praying daily. And perhaps even create a little prayer list. Take a piece of paper or get a Microsoft Word or Google Docs document and put the numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, all the way down to the number 31. And then put someone's name next to each day of the month. And put that document in a place where you can access it easily so that you can pray for somebody you love or someone that you know every single day. And before we go on to the third one, let me just encourage you, this is a perfect opportunity to be praying for those who do not know the Lord Jesus as their Savior. This is a great opportunity to lift them up in prayer, praying that precious souls will be saved. Number three, I want to encourage you to start reading Good Ministry if you have not been doing this. I have to admit, I have not done a good job of reading Good Ministry. I get sidetracked by work. I get sidetracked by reading other books. And that's an excuse. And we need to get rid of those excuses. And I need to get back into reading Good Ministry. Chances are probably you do too. Okay? And if you don't, thank you for being diligent in reading and continue to do that. In 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 13, it talks about, "Till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, and to doctrine. So I want to encourage you, if you're not doing so right now, get a good book of ministry and start to read it. I know Mark has his own reading list that he's been sharing with you, and thank you, Mark, for doing that. That's just an encouragement and a great resource for us. And for myself right now, I'm reading this book. I've started this book. It's called God's Order for Christians Meeting Together for Worship and Ministry. It's by Bruce Ancy. Tim Rhodes passed this out last year at his Michigan camp, and I just started reading it, and I've really been enjoying it. And I want to encourage you to begin that habit. And don't read the book just like you would read a novel. A good book like this, we need to take our time, read it slowly, and prayerfully think about what you're reading. I like to take my books and I like to mark them up. So I like to underline and put notes in the margins, and that's because I forget things sometimes. And also it helps me so when I remember an important point, I like to go back and be able to access it quickly. So for example, I'm just going to share something with you that I've been enjoying, right? I'm learning just like you are. I don't know it all, but this is Bruce Anstey's book. And on page 19, it talks about second epistles. And he writes here, it says, the second epistles in the New Testament concern themselves particularly with this subject of letting go. Each epistle views some aspect of the Christian faith being given up and thereupon marks out the path for the faithful in respect to it. So this is something that I've learned now when I hear about one of the second epistles. The theme of those epistles, or one of the pertinent points of that epistle, is letting go. Please don't let go. Please hold fast. So moving along, number four, I want to encourage you, for those of you that are parents, those of you that are children at home, perhaps you have a little extra time, perhaps school is canceled and you're just so glad that you don't have to go to geometry class first thing in the morning, or you don't have to do that science class, or you don't have to do that technology class, but now you're home and together as a family, and time goes by so fast. Enjoy that time with your parents. Enjoy that time with your children. There's some verses in Deuteronomy that Christina and I really appreciate and really enjoy. And I've lost my place here in the Bible, but I wrote them also down here in my notes. It says in Deuteronomy chapter 6 and starting with verse 6, "And these words that I shall teach thee this day shall be in thy heart, and thou shalt teach them to thy children diligently. And thou shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up." So make sure that you are making good opportunities of this time with your children to teach them about God's word, teach them the wonderful songs, teach them the verse for the week, maybe create a Bible topic. For example, our Bible topic for the month of April is joy. And just to spend time loving your children and encouraging them, and also building those relationships with your children. And come up with some fun things. We, for example, on Wednesdays, we do Walking Wednesdays. Maybe you want to have a Fitness Friday. Today's a Friday, Fitness Friday, or maybe Surprise Saturday. You decide what you want to do, but make sure that you are spending time and redeeming that time when you have with your children or with your parents. And lastly, during this outbreak, I want to encourage you to encourage one another and to look to the Lord as far as how you can be used of Him. Don't go through this time just hoarding things for yourselves or focusing on others, but think of ones that you can encourage. There's a sister here in Michigan, her name is Lori Radin, and she likes to take an interest in younger sisters, and she sends encouraging emails and cards and just encourages us up. My children, they've taken an interest in the garbage men. Every Tuesday the garbage man comes by, and just recently they colored some pictures for the garbage men, and we gave them a Gatorade and a protein bar and just let them know we appreciated them, and also included a gospel track. So think of others that you can encourage. Don't go through this time and just waste it. That's what I wanted to share with you. So as we start to wrap this up in conclusion, how wonderful that we can come together virtually and have common thoughts of Christ. Okay? So wonderful. Don't go through this time and just squander it by listening to the news, wasting time on the internet, looking for memes, being distracted by other things. But use this opportunity to draw closer to the Lord and through reading His Word. Use this time to build and grow your prayer life, praying for yourself and for others. Use this as an opportunity to get into good ministry and to build a good foundation and to learn good doctrine. Also use this time to be together with your family, to love on each other, to encourage each other, and to put into practice those good habits that we read in Deuteronomy. And lastly, think of others. Encourage others through emails, texting, snail mail, maybe providing meals, other services. I like the story about the four men who brought their friend to Jesus. It says they sought means to bring him to Jesus. So think of what you can do. Most importantly, look to the Lord. It's just interesting, as I wrap this up, there is the calendar page for today, Friday, April 10. The children's calendar is a story. It's called the Starfish Story. And most of you know the starfish story. It's about a young boy who was out on the water, and the starfish had come in, and he noticed that they had come in, and he was picking them up and throwing them back into the water. And a stranger approached him and asked him what he was doing, and he said, "I'm taking these starfish. They've washed up onto the water, and I'm throwing them back into the water. If they don't go back into the water, they're going to die." And the man was kind of negative, and he said, "Why are you doing that? You're wasting their time. There's too many starfish. Just don't bother doing that." The boy picked up a starfish, dusted off the sand, took it, threw it back into the water, and he said, "It made a difference to that one." So I want to encourage you, as we wrap this up, redeem the time. Don't waste it. This calendar page had a good little song at the end. It said, Shamgar had an ox goad. David had a sling. Dorcas had a needle. Rahab had some string. Samson had a jawbone. Aaron had a rod. Mary had some ointment. And they all were used of God. Brothers and sisters in Christ, we are almost home. Redeem this time. Don't waste it. We've been given the gift of time. Redeem the time. Don't waste it. On behalf of my wife, Christine, and our four children here in Michigan, we send our love to everyone. Continue to press on, and very soon we will hear the shout. Redeem the time. Don't waste it.